True love is unconditional. Love that places conditions is not love at all, but a counterfeit version of it. Real love, like the real God and like real life, knows no conditions. Conditional love is an oxymoron. Because this is true, the idea of a God who places conditions on the receiving of his love is unworkable. It is a contradiction in terms. Yet this is the idea you have had about yesterday's God, requiring you to try with all your might to get close to a God of whom you are deeply afraid. Love and fear are mutually exclusive, because they cannot exist simultaneously in the same space. Humans have had a massively conflicted relationship with yesterday's God. It is not insignificant that the single most oft-given instruction of virtually every spiritual teacher is, "Fear not." There is nothing to fear from God, because God wants nothing from you. Nothing.
Here we go again. You know, this is very hard to accept.
Yes, I know. Because you've been taught of yesterday's God who needs so much, and worse yet, doesn't have the ability to meet his needs by himself, and so must make demands on you. And you have been taught that if you do not meet these demands, God will judge you, condemn you, and punish you. I know. I know all about that. And this brings us to the ninth important difference between yesterday's God and tomorrow's God. Tomorrow's God is unconditionally loving, non-judgmental, non-condemning, and non-punishing.
It just seems too good to be true.
Let me see if I understand this. You think God is too good to be true?
Well, the God you describe may very well be, yes. Tomorrow's God may very well be, yes. Many of us want to believe in a God who does judge, who does condemn, who does punish. We want to believe in Judgment Day. We want to know there's a last judgment.
Then you're in luck. Tomorrow's God says there is a judgment day. There is a last judgment.
Oh, good. That makes me feel better.
Every day is judgment day. Every moment is the last judgment.
Hold it. What are you talking about?
Everything you think, say, and do announces your judgment about yourself.
But there is no judgment day after death?
There's no death. So how can there be a judgment day after it? Life never ends. Everything you think about yourself manifests in your reality, in this lifetime, or in the next. Everything you say and everything you do creates who you are.
Yeah, that was the point of producer Stephen Simon's wonderful precedent-making movie, What Dreams May Come.
Yes, it was. He was very brave to make such a movie. It violated all the thoughts that most of your society holds about hell and damnation.
But those are thoughts that many more people can accept. Yesterday's God, humans can deal with. We know where we are with him. We do good, we have good done to us. We mess up, we get messed up. Simple stuff, easy to understand.
Yet what does it look like to do good? Is it doing good or messing up to eat meat on Fridays? Is it doing good or messing up to eat pork on any day? Is it doing good or messing up to eat anything at all from dawn to dusk during the holy month of Ramadan? Is it doing good or messing up if you are a female and pray aloud at Judaism's most sacred spot, the Kotel or Western Wall? What says the Halakha about this? What says the Bible? What says the Sharia? What says God about all this?
It depends on whose God you're listening to.
Or when you're listening. Yesterday's God says one thing about all this. Tomorrow's God says another.
But the so-called new spirituality, or tomorrow's God, leaves so many questions unanswered. Yesterday's God answered all of our questions. That was the beauty of him. Now, it's true he answered them differently for different people at different times, but at least he answered them. Tomorrow's God seems to leave us with more questions than answers.
That is good. Questions are better than answers.
I don't know. I guess I just wanted to believe in a God who knows everything. You know, the source of all wisdom, that sort of thing.
Wisdom is not having all the right answers. It is having all the right questions.
Even for God?
Even for God.
How can that be? I thought that God was the source. Yet if God is the source, how can he not have all the answers? Or how can she not have all the answers.